biotech stocks are one of the market's hottest sectors, capable of rising dramatically on good news and cratering on bad.
Bad news, Captain. We've only got one bullet.
What's the good news?
We've got one bullet.
Kyle Dennis and his colleagues at Biotech Breakouts are always on the lookout for catalysts that could make a stock move.
Don't blink. They are fast, faster than you could believe.
And now they join us to discuss one issue that's got the right look.
This is a perfect example of why you're in management and I'm not.
It's now on Moneyline.
That's right. It's the biotech breakout of the week. It is the last of the new segments that we've got working with RagingBull.com to debut here on the show. And I'm very pleased to welcome back Kyle Dennis. He is the co-founder and director of Biotech Breakouts, which is biotechbreakouts.com. Kyle is a catalyst or an event driven trader who specializes in biotechs. Not always low-priced biotechs, loves the low-priced biotechs, but it's a very, let's find what's moving, what's going to be moving, why there's a solid reason for it to move, and see if we can decide what stock might be breaking out next. If you want to learn more about how it works, well, it's biotechbreakouts.com. You can, of course, always go to RagingBull.com. And Kyle's on Twitter. He's at Kyle W. Dennis, but right now he's on the show. Kyle, welcome back to Money Life. Glad to have you here.
Thanks again, Chuck. Glad to be here.
So we'll be talking about biotech breakouts, and we'll help our audience understand as we move along, but let's just jump right into it. Your biotech breakout of the week is...
Eiger Biopharmaceuticals.
Eiger Biopharmaceuticals. It's ticker symbol EIGR. And like I said, catalysts are important to you. So if this is going to be your biotech breakout of the week, there is something going on that is making you look at this stock right now.
Yes, absolutely. This is a little small company that's worth about $67 million on its market cap. And they have three things that are coming up that are going to be really important over the next 3 months. Those three things are a phase two trial for hepatitis delta virus, which has some data coming out on October 20th. So that's the first thing I'm looking at. And what I particularly like to do is focus on that near-term upcoming event, get into the stock 4 to 6 weeks prior to that, because that's when it starts to churn and that's when it starts to head up towards the upside. And so full disclosure, I have a little starter position in the name here, looking to buy a bigger position going forward. But this is something in a catalyst event with a set date and an important data release where I think this thing can start to churn back up towards highs. It's at about $8 a share right now, and I expect it over the next week or two to get up towards $9 pretty quickly.
At $8 a share, it's at basically half of its 52-week high. So you've got multiple catalysts. Will it be multiple catalysts that drive it forward, or are the fact that there's multiple catalysts really more sort of an insurance policy for you?
Yeah, it's both, actually, because the other two catalysts are a phase two readout for pulmonary arterial hypertension, and that's going to be in January at the big JP Morgan Healthcare Conference. And then the next one after that is going to be a secondary lymphedema phase two trial, which is going to read out in the second quarter of 2018. So those two things serve not only as good catalyst for the stock to get more people interested and more traders thinking that the companies is going to go higher, but it also serves as, let's say, you know, just hypothetically speaking, I'm holding the stock and some bad news comes out. Well, we still got two other important data readouts coming where it has the potential to go right back up. It's both an insurance policy and an additional reason why the stock might want to go up over the next, you know, 2-3 weeks.
Now, for you, it's important that people understand this is a swing trade. You do not like to hold through the catalyst event. You want to get what happens in the buzz. So you talked about getting a starter position in this. You're going to be accumulating up to what price, looking for what price, and where are you going to set stops in this?
Right. So right now I have a small position. I like to buy it right under $8 per share for a move above $9. And I think that to establish the right risk to reward, I think I'll stop out at about $7.50 per share is what I'm looking at. So really nice risk to reward parameter there with the potential for it to go higher than $9 if things really start to get going, because this company is a small little company with not that many shares and low volume. So it moves very quickly. With the multiple catalysts coming up, I think there's a great potential that it can move, and I will be looking to sell before, like you said, the data readout comes up, because I'm not interested in speculating whether the data will be good or not. Rather, I'm interested in speculating whether the stock's going to go up in anticipation of that data release and event. I like to take a little piece of the pie, a little bit of just the crumbs, and then eventually I'll have, a big cake, you know, to bake one day, where I have all these little smaller wins, and then I put them together for a huge lump sum at the end of the day.
How much does it worry you? I mean, this is an ultra micro cap with market capitalization of like 67 million. This is ultra micro cap. How much does that, if at all, scare you? Or does it make it that much more important to just trade the plan because, well, anything could happen?
It's both, really. It's a positive and a negative, because if it goes your way, it can move very fast. And if it goes against you, it can also move very fast. So what I like to do is not to allocate too much of my overall account size to any one biotech, because you never know when data can come out. On this particular one, they say data is going to come out October 20th. That's pretty established, but you never know. Maybe some bad news comes out tomorrow and the stock falls from 8 to 5. You don't necessarily know. So you have to, at first, before you enter these positions, ask yourself a question of how much money and how much did I allocate to this particular play, because you never want one particular stock to blow up your account. So for me, I have a little starter position, and I usually keep it below 10% of my overall account.
It's Eiger Biopharmaceuticals, ticker symbol EIGR, the biotech breakout of the week from Kyle Dennis, who is the founder and director of Biotech Breakouts, which you can learn more about at biotechbreakouts.com. Kyle, great to have you aboard the show. Look forward to doing this with you again next week.
Thanks again, Chuck.
For more information, it's biotechbreakouts.com. Kyle's on Twitter. He's at Kyle W. Dennis. And of course, he's part of the Raging Bull team, which is RagingBull.com, and on Twitter at Raging Bull. All right. We're heading for home on the August 24th edition of Money Live. Up next, it's the Market Call. Stephen McKee, editor of the No Load Mutual Fund Selections and Timing newsletter, will be here when we return right after this message. Stay tuned. We're living the Money Live.